Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. From Do It Now, the book of sayings that I wrote, devote more time to serious thought. Ask yourself, am I doing the best I can with my life? We tend to be escapists, escape from ourselves, escape from the seriousness that we ought to bring to bear on our lives. We tend to try to laugh and jolly ourselves along, and as a result, we don't really accomplish that much. We look back and see that in our entire life, we've spent very little time growing. Most of it has just been wasting time. It's important that we think in terms of growth, because when death comes, that's like our final exam. And you'll see that in that final exam, you'll be given the opportunity to look back and remember the highlights of your life. And you'll see that those things that were really important were those moments when you were more serious about things, when you did something most of all from your heart rather than from your head. It won't matter at that moment whether you were promoted to be president of a company, whether you did some amazing achievement that everybody applauded you for. Rather, those things that will count, that you'll see were important to you really, were the times you seriously helped people, the times you included other people's realities in your own and tried to serve them in some way, to take them seriously, to understand their motivation, to understand life. Things that are often by no means dramatic, and yet they are the really decisive moments in our lives. We should therefore ask ourselves, are we doing the best we can? Because I think in moments of silence, we begin to realize what emptiness we allow to build up around us. We live almost in a vacuum a great deal of the time. We come home, sit down, watch television, go to sleep, rush to work, come back, sit down, watch television. We fill our lives with just fillers, useless time wasters. Devote more time, then, to serious thought. In an album of mine called Secrets of Life, there's a song at the end. Most of the album is instrumental, but this song is called Song of the Nightingale, and it's an appeal to look at the deeper side of things, to understand how life balances plus with minus, joy with sorrow, and to help us to learn to face change even-mindedly, to face change unafraid, as the lyrics go. Let me play it to you then. Song of the Nightingale from the album Secrets of Life.
Everywhere your delight. Sing of moon rays on the rain, sing that love's not in vain. Every grief, every wrong has its ending in song. Nightingale, nightingale, sing of joy through the night. Teach all men how to spin clouds of gloom into light. Without silence, what is song? Without night, where is dawn? Were it not for men's woes, who would smile at a rose? Nightingale, nightingale, sing of joy through the night. Let each tone silence grow, earth and heaven unite. Morning laughter, evening tears, snow and blossoms all fade. Joy must sing in the night to face change unafraid. Nightingale, nightingale, nightingale.
That was Song of the Nightingale from my album, Secrets of Life. Do you ask yourself sometimes, why am I here? What am I doing? What is my real purpose? Is your purpose in life only to make money? What do you want the money for? To buy a new house, maybe? What do you want the house for? Well, to keep myself from the elements. But don't you have some underlying desire from just sort of fending off disaster or inconvenience, from somehow just getting things and more things and more and more things? Don't you also have this thought, sometimes only in the back of your mind, is that what it's really all for? Is life really meaningless? A large part of the philosophy of the 20th century has been written actually around this question, meaninglessness. A lot of people in a philosophical vein have concluded that there is no purpose, no meaning to life. This is the philosophy of Jean-Paul Sartre, the well-known existentialist philosopher. And yet to think that life has no meaning is not only unacceptable to the heart, we feel that there's got to be a purpose to it all, but it invites the question, okay, then how do I find that purpose? How do I find what life is really all about? Science hasn't given us that because it hasn't asked that question. But once you start asking yourself the question, why am I here? What is my life for? What is the meaning of it all? Is there something for which I was born? Something that I have to do? All of these things, if you consult your heart, you can see that there are some things that make life more meaningful for you, if only in this sense, not a sense of being able to define it in a new way, but to say rather that what I want is happiness. So life is more meaningful if I'm happy than if I'm unhappy. Life is more meaningful if it gives me more satisfaction, more peace of mind, if I can learn to relate to others in a way that expands my sympathies and my consciousness. So when I say to be more serious about life, I say ask yourself the important questions, not abstract, vague, cosmic questions that you couldn't possibly answer, like, why did God create mankind? Ask yourself rather, which direction can I walk? Which direction can I turn to be able to have more light, to have more peace of mind? Look toward the sun, not away from it. Look toward the dawn, not away from it. Look toward opportunity and don't hypnotize your mind with all the obstacles that you find yourself surrounded with. So, again, let me read this passage from Do It Now. Devote more time to serious thought. Ask yourself, am I doing the best I can with my life? If not, then do something about it. Do something to learn to meditate, to love others, to serve them, to include them in your happiness. Joy to you.